Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 103. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about increased mortality from epinephrine and cardiogenic shock, answer the drug information question, can phenytoin cause hypothermia, and share two resources for students to learn the basics of pharmacology. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode103. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. There's been a lot of great discussion in the Slack group recently on topics like serotonin syndrome drug interactions and tapering antipsychotics for patients who had agitated delirium. The Slack group is our free community of professionals from around the world collaborating using real-time messaging. Sign up at pharmacynation.org and join in the conversation. The article I'd like to share in this episode is titled Current Real-Life Use of Vasopressors and Inotropes in Cardiogenic Shock, Adrenaline Use is Associated with Excess Organ Injury and Mortality. The lead author is Tuukka Tarvasmäki, and this article was published in the journal Critical Care, July 2016. Boy, I hope I didn't butcher that name. Vasopressors and inotropes are a vital part of supportive care given to patients with severely impaired hemodynamics and cardiac output in cardiogenic shock. The authors of this study sought to analyze current real-life use of these medications and their impact on outcomes in cardiogenic shock. The CARD-SHOCK study enrolled 219 patients with cardiogenic shock in 9 hospitals across 8 European countries. The study was a prospective observational study of patients with cardiogenic shock. The use of vasopressors and inotropes was analyzed in relation to the primary outcome of 90-day mortality, changes in cardiac and renal biomarkers over time until 96 hours from baseline were also analyzed. The mean patient age was 68 years, 26% of the patients were female, and 28% had been resuscitated from cardiac arrest prior to study inclusion. On average, systolic blood pressure was 78 millimeters mercury and mean arterial pressure 57 millimeters mercury at detection of shock. Overall, 90-day mortality was 41%. Vasopressors and/or inotropes were administered to 94% of the patients. Norepinephrine and epinephrine were given to 75% and 21% of patients, respectively. So far more patients got norepinephrine. In multivariable logistic regression, only epinephrine was independently associated with an increased 90-day mortality. The odds ratio was 5.2. This was statistically significant, and this association was independent of prior cardiac arrest, and it remained no matter how the numbers were crunched. Epinephrine was also associated with worsening of cardiac and renal biomarkers during the first days of study inclusion. Dobutamine and levosimendan, which is not available in the U.S. at this time, were the most commonly used inotropes. Dobutamine was used 49% of the time, levosimendan 24%. There were no differences in mortality whether norepinephrine was combined with dobutamine or levosimendan. The authors concluded, among vasopressors and inotropes, adrenaline, or epinephrine, was independently associated with 90-day mortality and cardiogenic shock. Moreover, adrenaline use was associated with marked worsening in cardiac and renal biomarkers. The combined use of noradrenaline, or norepinephrine, with either dobutamine or levosimendan appeared prognostically similar. Now, although this study was not a randomized controlled trial, it does represent another piece of evidence that suggests norepinephrine is the ideal first-line vasopressor, not just for septic shock, but for cardiogenic shock as well. In this study, epinephrine seemed to be a problem no matter what the maximum dose was. In my practice, I found that getting norepinephrine started first is critical to maintaining the patient on the best vasopressor according to the evidence. If a patient is stabilized on phenylephrine and dopamine and appears to be, quote, doing just fine, many clinicians are hesitant to switch vasopressors out of concern for provoking hemodynamic instability. I like to say, you go to the code with the vasopressors you have, not the vasopressors you wish you had. I make every effort to have a norepinephrine infusion ready to go if I think it will be needed so that the best vasopressor therapy is available the moment it's needed for the patient. The drug information question for this episode is, can phenytoin toxicity cause severe hypothermia? My answer is yes. It's been reported at least twice. An elderly male patient came in with a phenytoin level of 30, bradycardia, hypothyroidism, and a temperature of 32 degrees Celsius. Phenytoin toxicity could have played a role, as it's known to cause bradycardia and hypothyroidism. Now, while hypothyroidism could explain such profound hypothermia, there have also been two case reports implicating phenytoin as a cause of hypothermia. And I have both of those cases linked in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode103. Now, the resources for this episode have actually been created by listeners of the podcast. Pharmacy Tony published the book Memorizing Pharmacology, A Relaxed Approach, and it's also available as an audiobook. Pharmacy Sean, who runs the site clincalc.com, has put together an online course titled The Top 250 Drugs Online, Learn and Review Drug Therapy Essentials. These resources would be particularly helpful for students of pharmacy, physician assistant, or nurse practitioner programs who need additional pharmacology support. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.